Weiter in Oraisa, we are in Chagiga, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Picking it up on the top of the page, three lines down. Now, we mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Ilah. Remember, we discussed that how many cases are in the Mishnah, and we said either there's 11 cases or there are 10 cases. And Rabbi Ilah seemed to be saying that the Gezerah, the first thing that we say when it comes to Kodesh, which is less chamor than, I'm sorry, Kodesh is more chamor than Truma, is the fact that you can't go ahead and put a kli inside of a kli. And now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Eloi, the time, he goes according to his own logic. The Amar Rabbi Eloi, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa. He says the following idea. First, Rashi, let's see this. Rabbi Eloi, the uki time of the reishim shum katzitza. He explained that the first reasoning why you're not allowed to do it by Kodesh, when you put the kli inside of a kli, when you put it into the mikvah, is because of the fact that is a chatzitza, and that's case number six, is also a chatzitza. He goes going to Latami to his own reasoning. Rashi says to Amr, Eser Ma'ilus Shanukan. We said 11 cases, but really number one, case number five are the same case. It's an issue of chatzitza, so must be there's 10. Shanukan, El Elu Shabain Truma Lakodesh. Anon Yud Aleph Tanan Bey, Elahani Tarte Dechad Taimach Tchashav Lu Kechad. These are the same reasoning, therefore it's considered like it's only one. Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Esr Ma'ilus Shanukan. There are 10 Ma'ilus Haratan over here when it comes to Kodesh. Chamesh Rishonos. The first five of them being the Kodesh, being the Chulin, Shenasa Al Taris Kodesh. Now, there's an interesting idea. There's something known as Chulin. Chulin is unconsecrated food, and we know that Chulin is allowed to be eaten even in the state of Tuma, either the person or the food or whatever. But there are some people that like to take upon themselves that they would eat Chulin Al Taris Kodesh. They treated it like a level of Kodesh. So now we say that the first five on this list over here are Bein LeKodesh, they're stringent by Kodesh, and we're stringent by Chulin Shenas Al Taris HaKodesh, even by Chulin that's treated like that. Rashi says, Bein LeChulin Shenas Al Taris HaKodesh, Af Hein Nis'alu Yoser Min HaTruma B'Mailus HaLola. They're also elevated in these particular things. Achronos LeKodesh Avalo LeChulin Shenas Al Taris HaKodesh. The last five are just for Kodesh, but not for Chulin that's done Al Taris HaKodesh. So we see he puts it into a list of 10 and not a list of 11, so he's going clearly according to his own logic over here. Now, my time, why is it that the first five chumras apply even to chulin, that is, nasa al taris hakodesh? Why would that be the first five? And chamish kamaisa, and the last five not? And so the Gemara, my time, chamish kamaisa, de'ihu le... The islahu derura the tumah midaraisa. You know why? Because those first five have things that are, number one and number six, again, remember, are the same. So the first six, so to speak, they have something that we're worried about, a daraisa level. It's going to lead you and drag you towards something which is a daraisa. Therefore, gazubuhu rabbanan, they were gozer to make it more machmir. Says Rashi, what are we talking about? And he breaks down each one of these cases to show how they're really set up, this gazer is set up on a daraisa thing, as opposed to the last five, which are not set up on, we're not worried about a daraisa thing, it's just we raise the levels over there, which I'll say right now. So as we said that, basraisa, the last five, the last ludra, the tumah daraisa, gazer rabbanan, lakodesh, only my kodesh were the gozer, but lechulin shenasa, tarvis lakodesh, lo gazer rabbanan, they were not gozer. Says Rashi, drawer the tumah daraisa, chashash tumah daraisa, v'chashash, a worry of, oh, we gotta be more careful, because maybe it's going to be a tumah daraisa. Cleave it to cleave, the issue of cleave in turn of a cleave, says case number one, that's e kachatzitza tumah daraisa. If there is a chatzitza, then it's going to be tumah daraisa. You try to go ahead and be tovel it, but a chatzitza is going to cause it to be an issue of daraisa. It's going to be an issue of daraisa. Acharayim v'toch, the discussion about the outside of it and the inside of it and the bottom of it, that is all three different, considered like three different kelim, we touch one of them, that also afal gav de beklish and nitmu acharav b'mashkin de tumah darabanan he askin, and even though we're doing tumah darabanan miu haidom rabanan mashkin mitamin kli mishum gazei. You know what the gzera is? The mashka zav, vizavahu. If that of a zav or a zava, someone who is on such a level of tummy, they have certain emissions of a certain amount of times, they become tummy, kegon roko, their spit, umemi raglov, and their urine also takes on that level of deraisa. Vahani mitamin kli midaraisa, uvitomidaraisa, ein chilek, the kli shatef, bein acharayim letocho, shebechol makam, shetumma no gaspo, nitma kulo. So when you're doing that type of tumma, anywhere it touches going to be mitame daraisa. Number three, no say es amidras nami. We said we talk about the sandal of something which became tame, let's say of a zav, then or anida, and holding a kli, on the other hand, that closed up a cheres, it's not a problem, right? We said by Truman, but it's by Kodesh. We said this issue of your nami chashash tumid daraisa. Why? Because in first Gemara, the Gemara is going to talk about ma'isa shayish and nafla ritzuos a sandal of your chavis. The ritzuos, the straps of the sandal, fell into the airspace of the chavis as a daraisa thing. Number four, big day ochli Truman midras la Kodesh shami yashva aleim isha ishtos nida. Maybe his wife sat and she was a nida. That's a daraisa thing. Chashash tumid daraisa. And then we have next is Kalim and Ingram. Mishum Tsinura, Da'ama Aretz, Shema Zav, who maybe it was a Zav, and that is the Kalim that are finished when, and the issue that can come up with there is the Tsinura of an Ama Aretz, and maybe a Zav came along and touched it as the issue Doraisa. So therefore, we say those things have to do. He says there's 10 of them, the first five, right, or six, as we would say them, one and five again are the same, are going to be. Hashem. Chamish Rishon is ben l'kodesh, ben l'chulin shenas atar z'kodesh, and l'chulin is l'kodesh, but not l'chulin shenas atar z'kodesh. And that's the reason why, because of Joseph Tumah Daraisa. Now, ben l'kodesh, Hashem, I said this already. Ay, 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 ay. Next. Rava Amar. Now Rava comes along and he gives another reasoning entirely. He doesn't agree to say that the first one, right? Rabbi Elok Yamalik says, you know why you can't put a kli inside of a kli when it comes to Kodesh? The answer is because of Chatzitza. Let me ask the question, what do you mean? But number five is because of Chatzitza. Clearly that's not it. He says, no, but this is also because of Chatzitza. So Rav Amar, no, I don't agree. Me to save Avim Mishu Chatzitza, because of the fact we have a case later on that's talking about Chatzitza. Therefore, it must be that this case, Reisha La Mishu Chatzitza, the issue is not a Chatzitza issue. Then what's the issue why you can't do one kli inside of another when it comes to Kodesh, but you can't by Truma? But Reisha Hainu Taima, this is the reason. Gezeira shel yatul mechatan v'tzinoros. It's a gezeira. You know why? So that someone shouldn't come to be tovel needles and spinning hooks. These are obviously things are done to sew. Maybe not obvious, but things are used to sew. And these very small kalim. B'kli she'ein b'pib b'kishvo feres anod. We're worried that you're going to put that kli instead of another kli. And what's that other kli going to be? It's going to be a vessel that its opening is smaller than the size of the Shfoferis Hanod. What's a Shfoferis Hanod? Shfoferis Hanod is a type of bottle made out of skin. It was a leather bag that they would hold liquids in. And it had a tube that was attached to it that had the spout. That spout is called Shfoferis Hanod. Literally the skin bottle's tube. And that had a particular size. Now, it's important to understand. If the opening of... Okay, let's just explain something. We know that in a mikvah, that you have to have at least 40 saw in a mikvah. But if you have a kli inside of another one, and let's put it differently, the Mishnah in mikvahs is actually talking about you have two mikvahs, one right next to the other, and we have these two mikvahs next to the other one, then if you have one of them, it has 40 saw, but the other one doesn't have 40 saw, and now you want to do something called hashaka. That's where you bring the water from one going into the other one. Through there, it's going to have considered like it's 40 saw over there as well. However, if the space between the two of them doesn't have a space of at least just for ferris and node, that is, we're going to see two fingers, amount of two fingers that can fit in there and be able to spin around 360 in a way that it's big enough, then it's not considered hashaka, and therefore the smaller area is not considered connected to the other one, and therefore you don't have 40 saw in that one as well. So now we say as follows, kid to not. So that's what we're worried about. You're going to have these small kalim in this small kli that's inside of the mikvah, and the water's going to go into that kli, and the small kalim are going to be in that one, the needle and the little fork, and the water that's in there will not be connected to the outer water. Kid to not, we're going to Mishnah. Eriv mikvos kish. That we know in order to make an heir of a mikvah, you want to connect the two of them, it has to be kishvaferis anod. First, let's see Rashi before we go on to it. But klishin kishvaferis anodu, that he lav tevili. It's not considered tevila. She'ina mayim and ichnasim latocho chibur lemei hamikvah. It's not considered connected to the other mikvah. Velo tovlo hamechatin, and the mechatin, the needles are not considered tovlasaz. Ella b'miot mayim shebekli, like the little water sitting there. V'tanav v'chulu, the lav chibur is not considered chibur. Now back into the Gemara, right? B'chli shem b'viv kishvaris anot kid natan, like we learned in the Mishnah. Erev mikvos kishvaferis anot, says Rashi. Erev mikvos mikvah chaser b'tzad mikvah shalem. You have one that's chaser next to one that's shalem. At simar b'neim amichaber, you have the pipe that's connecting the two of them together. Has to be the kishveres anod. Rashi says im yesh baruchu kishveres anod ki kana shenosno bepia anod shel or, like that little straw that you put into that leather flask that you would have your little water bottle over there, then it's going to be problematic. Says the Gemara, Keovia, beep, turn the page. Chav Beizom and Aleph, V'chachalala, its thickness and the size of the hole, Kishtei Etzbos, Chosesom Komen, like two fingers that can go back to the place. Rashi says, V'im Beiz Etzbos, Chosesom Komen, Kishadom Yochol Legalgo B'toch Chalolo, in that little empty space, you can swirl around the fingers, Beiz Etzbos, two of them, L'chod Tzad, Havi Eruv, Umat Bilen, Av Kalim, V'hainami Chashash Tomidoraisi, and that is a Chashash of Tomidoraisa, right? Kishtei Etzbos, Chosos, etc. Sover law, Rava clearly holds, Kehod the Amran Rav Nachman Amr Rav Ravua. He holds like he says, that, that the Mishnah said 11 cases. It's 11 cases, and not like Rav Ilo said that it's only going to be 10 cases. Sheish Rishonos, the first six now, being the Kodesh, being the Chul, and Shanasa, the Tavsa Kodesh, where there's Kodesh, the Tavsa Kodesh, Achronos, the Kodesh, and the last five are going to be only for Kodesh, Avalola, Chul, and Shanasa, the Tavsa Kodesh, but not for Chul, and it's done, Altaris, the Kodesh. Just the last little piece over here. My Ika, being the Rav, being the Rav Ilo. Who cares? It's 11 cases, it's 10 cases. At the end of the day, what's the Nafgamino? Why do you make it different? Why are you making such a little story over here? Says Gemara, you could be Nayu. The difference between them would be Sal Vigargusne Shemilon Kalin de Tbilon. It's a case of a basket, or if you have a large strainer that one filled with Kalim and then put it into a mikvah. Says Rashi, Sal Gadolno, a very big basket, Shabo Misanin Hayayin, that they would sift the wine Be'esa Batsir V'nosin Oso, at the time when they would gather up all the grapes V'nosin Oso Tachas Kiluach Hagas, they put under the flow of the press V'ayayin Mistanin, but it would get sifted there V'yorid Labor, you go into the pit K'nevinu Mesechus Sofer Desert Afnifafim Be'es Shalo Hichzer Gargusei Lagas, and the Sofer can go back into the wine press L'man Da'amim Mishub Chatzitza Ika, the Korinthian one says that's in Mishub Chatzitza. Okay, we have that issue because the heaviness of it's playing on it, and therefore it's causing this connection between the two that the water is going to be between. Okay, that's like Rabbi Law. Makes sense. That's going to be an issue. One says we're going to be putting the thing that's going to be not the right size over there. Nah, we don't have a problem over there. There's no basket, or the large strainer's opening is not the size of Shoros Anod, and therefore Leka is not going to have an issue over here because those are all going to be too big. It's never going to have that issue. That would be the difference between them. Yeah. Now you know what we do. It's time to review. Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph on the top of the page, second line from the Gemara. Zok to the Heilige Gemara. But call this my time alone. Why is it that when we talk about the two Kalim, a Kli inside of a Kli, that we said when it comes to Truma, it's going to be not an issue, but Bekadshem, it's an issue. What's the issue? Rabbi Law, like we just said, Rabbi Law says the reason is, the heaviness of the kli, when you have two kalim inside of them, you put them both in the mikvah, the heaviness of one of them is sitting on the other one, and therefore the water is not going to get between them, it's going to be a problem. We know the safest thing about the chitzitza, case number five. So, Reisha Lav Mishum Chitzitza, it must not be talking about the chitzitza. The Ketani say, what does it say? Velo Kamidis HaKodesh Midis HaTruma, Sheba Kodesh Matir Menagiv Matir V'Achir Kach Kosher, that we know that the case is that Kodesh is not like Truma, because it comes in the case of Kodesh, you have to first even you have some sort of new cloth. You have to first, what you got to do, you have to untie it, you have to dry it up, and then you do tefillah, and after you can tie it up with truma. But it comes to truma, you can kosher back, you can tie it up, and then you can go do tefillah with it. Reisha v'seifa says in Gemara, nah, good, that's a good kasha. Taka, mamish, apis. You think the first kid is going to be different? But rather, Reisha v'seifa mishum chatzitza, both are mishum chatzitza. That's what we said just before, that the Rav Ilo holds it, there's only 10 cases and 11. Utricha, why would you have to say both of them once you have the case of chatzitza first? Because why after the fifth case, it's going to be the same idea. You need both. The Ashmi and Rashi, we just said, because the first case, that's the reason why the Kodesh is going to be a problem. The Ikas is the heaviness of the Kli. It's just a cloth that's tied. It's tied. The water can get through there. It wouldn't be a problem. And we just went to the case of the Kli, of the cloth that was tied up over there, then have a mina. I would say, "Hainu tamid the kodesh." So this is the reason why it's a problem. Mishum dekit, beep chav alav omer beis, beep turn a page. The kit of a maya dukim out because the fact that it's all tied very tight, therefore it's going to be a problem. Of a reisha, the maya akfuye makfule lamana because the water is going to have it float a little bit. Love because it's not considered a problem. Tzricha, that's what you have to say by both of them. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.